The mourners at Progressive Baptist Church spilled out of the sanctuary and into an overflow room with videos and speakers as a service for 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen began. The service was presided over by Pastor Terrence Grooms and featured readings from Ecclesiastes and 1 Corinthians. Those who spoke included Anna O'Connell, who dated Bobby and remembered him as a bright-eyed, confident young man with a compelling smile and who cared for her deeply.
Without you, Bobby, I would have never known the true definition of strength and confidence and most of all, positivity, because you were the one who knew those things like the back of your hand.
The principal of Butler High School, John LeGrand, also addressed the gathering, saying he and the entire school were heartbroken by the death.
Above all, we're going to miss Bobby. We're going to miss his infectious personality, his love for life, that beautiful smile he brought to school with him every day. We're going to miss that.
Many in the crowd wore t-shirts, hoodies, and pins printed with Bobby's picture. Among them, Bobby's mother, Ashley Mewborn, who sat in the front row clutching one of her youngest children and comforting family members around her. Bobby's death was both tragic and rare for Charlotte. It's believed to be the first time a student has been shot and killed on a CMS campus. And the death is sending shockwaves through the school system in the state. Last week, CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox said he was revisiting the idea of installing metal detectors at CMS schools. And even as Saturday's service was taking place, dozens of people were marching in Uptown, calling for an end to gun violence. Inside the sanctuary, speakers said the best solution likely lies with students themselves. Mecklenburg County Sheriff-elect Gary McFadden urged young adults in attendance to resist stirring up turmoil.
Do not be the messenger of drama, because if you continue to be messenger of the drama, we will continue to have these services, and we continue to celebrate this life, but mothers still will bury their children.
Mario Black with the Million Youth March of Charlotte and Salisbury echoed that sentiment.
Place yourself around positive peers that you know in your heart are going somewhere in life. Focus on your education and not all of this beefing in the streets and in the classrooms. Life is too short.
Black also denounced news reports that implied McKeithen was a bully. Initially, CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox had said the incident stemmed from a case of bullying that escalated. Black said those words were painful to the family and ran contrary to how Bobby was viewed by administrators and peers.
Bobby, and I repeat, Bobby, was not a bully, nor was this his character. I've heard multiple times this week from teachers in administrators from the school, as well as his peers, that wasn't the Bobby they knew.
The investigation into what led to the shooting is still ongoing. The suspected shooter, 16-year-old Jotwan Cuffey, told police he feared McKeithen or another student might fight him at school that day. That's after Cuffey had engaged in a fight with other teenagers in a parking lot over the weekend. Back at the service, Butler Principal John LeGrand said he hopes McKeithen is remembered for the joy he brought other students in the school.
His legacy at Butler will be one of positivity. His legacy at Butler will be one of love. That's what he deserves.
For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.